Chazal zeichen the shabach chesel shagam v'am Yehudim zeichen the sukkah daf nun gimel. The Mishnah said v'loy ha'yichatzu be Yerushalayim. A brayza says the light was so bright that a woman could actually sort grain using that light. The Mishnah says chasidim anshei ma'aseh v'chulah. A brayza says the righteous people would say our young years are fortunate not to embarrass our older years, meaning we didn't Baruch Hashem we didn't commit averus in the young years that embarrass us later in life. The ones who had committed averus, but then the tshuva would say we are lucky that our older years have brought forgiveness for our younger years. They would both then say lucky is the one who never sinned, and if one did sin, let him do tshuva and get a kapara. Brayza says when Hillel the elder would rejoice in Simchas Beis Yosheva, he would say imanika. If I'm here, all are here. If I'm not here, who is here? He would also say, my feet take me to the place that I love to be. Hashem says, if you will come to my house, I will come to yours. He once saw a skull floating in the water. He said to it, you were drowned because you drowned others. The ones who drowned you will be drowned as well. Rabbi Yechanan said, a person's feet take him to where he is destined to die. The Gemara shows us from a Maisa where Shlomi heard that the Malach HaMavos was trying to kill two people. Shlomi sent them to Luz, a city whose inhabitants didn't die. The Malach HaMavos caught them at the gateway to the city and killed them there. The Malach HaMavos then told Shlomi HaMelech, I was told to kill them there. Had they not gone there, I couldn't kill them. You sent them there and allowed me to kill them. Shlomi said, based on this, a person's feet take him to where he's destined to die. Brisa says, Rav Shimon Gamliel would juggle 8 torches of fire of Simchas Beis Yosheva. He would also do the kida bowing, bending to kiss the floor with only his feet and thumbs on the floor. Levi once did kida in front of Rebbe and he injured himself and became lame. Although we find that he became lame as a punishment for having spoken improperly to Hashem, it was actually both of these things that caused this to happen. Levi would juggle 8 knives in front of Rebbe. Shmuel would juggle 8 glasses of wine for the Shvar Malka. Abaya would juggle 8 eggs, some say 4 eggs in front of Rabba. Abraisa said, Rav Shimon Hanani said, they would not fall asleep at all on Sukkot because they were busy with karbanis, davening and learning all day and busy celebrating Simchas Beis Yosheva at night. Rabbi Yechanan taught it's impossible for a person to go even 3 days without any sleep. Rav Shua meant that he did not enjoy sleep at all on Sukkot because they only took short naps. Mishnah said, Chamesh Esrei Malas. Fact, Gemara, Frista asked, regarding what did David say these 15 Shira Malas? So one of the Rabbanan answered that Rabbi Yechanan said, when David dug the sheaths and the waters of the depths threatened to flood the world, he said the 15 Shira Malas, which caused the water to sink back down. Fact, Gemara, Shira Malas means he was bringing something up, not putting something down. The Gemara, first David threw in a piece of earthenware with the name of Hashem written on it. This caused the water to sink very low, too low for it to be a real benefit to the earth, to moisturize the earth. He then said, the Shir HaMalos, which brought the water back up to a beneficial level of 1,000 amas below the earth's surface. Ula said, we see from here that the waters of the depths are 1,000 amas below the surface. In fact, Gemara, you can dig less than that and hit water. So Mishashi said, that's only in certain areas where there's water pressure based on elevations that push the water towards the surface. But without the water pressure, it's 1,000 amas below the earth's surface. The Mishnah said, "V'omid kehanim b'shar ha'elyon sheyored v'chulur." Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, "Is the tenth step that's referred to in the Mishnah the tenth step from the top or the tenth step from the bottom up? Which one is it?" Take ublayt hashayla. Brisa asks, "If we say the people would face the east and bow to the sun, so don't we know that their backs were to the west? Why do the people then have to say our fathers faced the east and their backs were to the west?" Mar says it means to tell us that they would also defecate towards the west. The Mishnah said the people would say, "Anu l'ka." Zeir taught that one should not repeat words when speaking to Hashem because it appears as though he's talking to Chas Hashem, to more than one God. So how do you repeat it over here? The Gemara, they were intended for two different ideas. They meant to say, we bow to Hashem and our eyes look only to Hashem for our needs. Zakt the Mishnah. There are never less than 21 trumpet blows per day in the Beis HaMikdash, 7 sets of 3, and never more than 48. The Mishnah explains, on a typical day there were 21. 3 when the gates were open in the morning, 9 for the morning tamid, and 9 for the afternoon tamid. 9 plus 9 plus 3 is 21. If there was a carbon musaf, another 9 blows accompanied it. On Friday, there were another 6, 3 to signal the people to stop working, and 3 to signal the start of Shabbos. On the Friday of Sukkot, there were a total of 48 blows of the shofar. 3 at the opening of the gates, 3 when the kahanim were at the upper gate, 3 when they're at the lower gate, 3 when they drew the water, 3 when they placed the aravos at the mizbeach, 9 for the morning tamid, 9 for the afternoon tamid, 9 for the musaf, 3 to signal the people to stop working, and 3 to signal the start of Shabbos for a total of 48. The Gemara says, our Mishnah seems not to follow Rabbi Yehuda, because he says there were never less than 7 blows and never more than 16. The Gemara says, no, could they all agree that the amount regarding the amount of blows. Rabbi Yehuda just counts each set of 3 as 1. based on a pasuk, and the Rabbanan count each blast separately based on a different pasuk. So therefore, when he said, when Rabbi Yehuda says a 7, it means 21. When he says a 16, he actually means 48. Like, whose view did Rabbi Kahana follow when he said that there may be absolutely no pause between the sounds of a set of blowing of a shofar? Rabbi said it must be the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who counts the whole set as one. So obviously it has to be all one thing together. In fact, it's obviously as follows Rabbi Yehuda's view. What's the Gemara's question? Gemara said we would think he may even follow the Rabbanan, and the purpose of the statement was to exclude the view of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that one can spread 9 shofar sounds over 9 hours and still be yotze. Therefore, the Gemara teaches that he's following Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, maybe he's following the Rabbanan, like we just said. Gemara said no. The fact that he says that it may be absolutely no pause suggests that he's following Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanan, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says it's one unit, which means that he would say that he's the one who would say that there may be absolutely no pause.